Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, hi, friend. Welcome to your morning show on demand podcast. Do me a favor, wherever you're listening today, even if you hear this and it's like December, text 99338 with like your city and your name so we can say hi to you for the next podcast. On today's show, we got John's Little Secrets. We got War of the Roses. Also, right off the gate, I bust Eric for owing me money. Your morning show on demand. Let's go.
Your morning show podcast.
Controversy already brewing early this morning on your morning show. Hello and welcome. My name is John. Riley is over there.
Hi.
Rose is over there.
Hello.
Hoodie is here. And Eric, could you come here for a second? Because we were talking before the show, just yelling back and forth because being payday for some people. And Eric was saying that he's, you know, very thankful because
he was like, because
he's paying for a bachelor party for his buddy Julian,
mm-hmm. which is nice of you.
And he's fronting the money, and then you hope to get paid back. And yeah. I said, can't imagine what that's like. Implying that, like, you know, I do it for like the comedy tour. Like, I front the money and then hopefully make the money back and everything works great. And Eric paused, missed the reference, and said, "I'm pretty sure I paid you back." To which I go, "For what, Eric?" And you sat and pondered. So the question is, what do you owe me money for?
Either it could be
coffee. Oh, he knows.
It could be one of the coffees when we used to get Dunkin' in the morning, or it could be a night out. Cocktail.
Eric, I'm going to be real mad at you if it's the coffee situation, because whenever I owed you coffee, legit send me requests on Cash App.
Right. No, I know that, but I'm trying to figure out if it was like...
Oh,
I
you think know. You,
no, I don't remember, though. I don't remember.
Look at his face. Like,
no,
whenever Eric starts over-talking with his hands, it's like, I don't remember.
I mean, the best is like he outed himself if there is something.
There's got to be like one night out where like maybe I think you... No, because the last time we went out... You paid. You wouldn't let me pay.
Because I pulled the employee card.
You pulled the dumb, he's my employee, whatever.
No, I said, it just feels good to treat my employees.
Let's not bring that back up. That was a horrible day. That was not a fun day.
So then that doesn't count then. If that's the kid, then that would be the case.
I didn't, Eric, I wasn't suggesting you owe me money for anything. You're the one that implied that you owe me money for something.
Right, and I think that's probably it, because the last time we went out, and I was like,
That was this week.
Right, so that would be, I get you next time.
But I'm not saying it's not, but, like the, but that I still think that you know something from before that, because you would have said, like, oh, it was this week. Do you know what I mean? But like, the way you acted was like, you said, I paid you back for that.
To be fair, the way that you said it, you didn't specifically reference the comedy tour. So, if somebody said that to me, I would be like, wait, do I owe you money for something?
Yeah.
But the fact that defensive.
You're acting now. You acting a little sus.
Right, because
you see what I'm saying? Right, because he said that like four times in the last three minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he keeps trying to do that to distract my vein of thinking right now. The fact that, look at your face right now. The fact that you're acting a little sus makes you think that you do owe him money for something. I think you know what it is.
I really don't. It's either the lunch the other day.
Mm. There's one.
Which is not your... What was that?
I got really messed up that
lunch. Okay.
Ew.
Okay.
And then, or it could be a coffee or something in the past.
But why wouldn't you say, do I owe you, instead of, I'm pretty sure I paid you back?
Yeah, because that's...
Rose. It felt like I owed him money for something.
Eric always goes to buffer. It's buffer. Eric, typical dude, is trying to buy time for something because he knows he did. That's how you know a dude's guilty. We instantly go to buffer and think like, oh no, what does he know? I haven't this is your go-to for everything. It's just like, I didn't do that. You just assume that you were guilty of something already, and you're
because
trying to find
these.
You
always blame me for something, sweetheart.
Oh, you're being a baby.
Thank you.
That's very true.
Is he not usually right in what he's blaming you for, though?
Doesn't matter. He's still blaming me for something.
What's the last thing I blamed you for?
Huh? The last thing you blamed me for? I don't even know.
There's the buffer. and then there's the buffer.
What did he do?
It's my favorite thing with me and Eric. Is Eric will say, you always do this. And I say, when's the last time?
You know,
and
you all did blame him for the computer stand thing, but I think that was his fault.
Correct.
How was that my... Oh, because I hit it. You're right.
Yeah. No. Let's go back. I have a computer stand that was missing after Christmas break. Eric claimed he hid it and that he was playing a prank on me.
And never found it?
And then he realized that he didn't hide it. Somebody else took it. He convinced himself that he must have been so crazy to hide it.
I thought I did hide it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to throw it out. Because I hate that computer stand.
Because it doesn't bother you.
It just is my way all the time.
So, what do you think you owe me for?
I don't know.
By the way, if you're going to be at the O's game tonight, say hello to Eric. He'll be there.
Yeah! Let's go, Nats!
No. Damn it, Eric.
They play the O's tonight.
I understand that, but you're... Let's reset the ship and do this.
Your morning show world premiere.
It's your girl, Camila Cabello. That was the iHeartRadio world premiere
of
my new song.
So can I blame you for that, Eric?
Again soon.
The outro being before the song starts. Am I always blaming you for that?
Oh Lord, what is happening?
He's gonna ask me. Friday. He's gonna ask what I did.
What did you do?
So let's do. There's the intro.
Golly. Hey, it's your girl, Camila Cabello. Check out my brand new song, Don't Go Yet.
There
right
it is.
Now, right now, right now.
Oh, it's Friday. Here's music.
Here, you hear that? Morning show with
we
world premiere. And Riley and Rose. Yeah.
I don't even know if Camila's heard the version. We play before she probably heard it. So look at that, baby. We're going to do it every. We're going to world premiere it every single hour.
Yeah.
In a different time zone, the world's going to hear it. Very, very exciting. Welcome to the show. We're off to a great start. We're coming in hot. Let's do this real quick.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
A lot going on in the world as always. Riley's got the three things you need to know. What you got for us?
So an outage that affected thousands of websites, including Amazon, Costco, Delta, and McDonald's yesterday, was not the result of a cyber attack, according to officials, which is good because those have been flying around all over the place. Apparently, it was a software update caused by a problem with website availability. Now, the issue lasted about an hour, and then things returned to normal, thank goodness. A Florida judge had issued a sum of money for the victims and families who suffered losses in the condo collapse. So they will get a minimum of $150 million initially. Now, that $150 million does not cover any proceeds from numerous lawsuits that have been filed. Now, the June 24th collapse killed at least 97 people, which is the reason for the initially after the sum of the money. So we've all been to events at Capital One Arena, but none like this. So starting today at 8 a.m. for 12 hours, there's going to be a semi-garage sale where the Wizards, the Caps, and the Misfits kind of clean out their closet, but not their actual closets, but their merch. So for as little as a dollar up to $30, you can get t-shirts, posters, koozies, some signed items, snow globes. Basically, what they're doing is they're trying to clean out the stuff from when there wasn't any fans during the pandemic and open it up for a new season, which I think is really cool. Coming up next hour in three things. I'm so excited. You can now do this on TikTok. I'll tell you all about it coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
We've been doing the closet clean, but just giving it away. And we don't have nearly as cool stuff. We have some baby t-shirts. Very exciting stuff. We'll do John's board game of the day in a little bit. Today's show, jam-packed. We got the weekend rollout. We got John's little secrets around like 7:40. That's where if you have like a secret, like something that's been bugging you, maybe something exciting, maybe it's like a proposal's coming, or maybe leaving your job, or I always go back to the woman who was calling the Better Business Bureau on her employer the first week she worked there. Very exciting. You can text 99338. We'll put you in voice change. You can change your name. If you can't be here live, you're going to want to hear the podcast. Just search your morning show on demand wherever you get your podcasts. Riley, what's new with you the last 24 hours?
Y'all's stupid croc obsession is haunting me.
Why?
I went to Marshall's yesterday before I went to the gym, and I
it's your
I
house too
in?
Riley Marshall's, thank you
Marshall's as in the store.
Ow.
But thank you for that. And I literally look against the wall and there's just nothing but a sea of crocs.
A whole group of crocodiles.
Baby crocs, men's crocs,
family
women's crocs. The shoe crocs I'm talking about. Like, I just can't. This is just one thing that I can't get down with fashion. And especially because you and Eric wear it, I doubly can't do it now.
I was gifted my pair by Andrew
I don't care. I love me some Andrew O'Day. However, they ugly. Ugly.
By the way, Eric has the Bad Bunny ones, which are selling for like, I think, thousands.
So much. How did he get them?
Exactly. He didn't.
Oh.
He got Naughty Rabbit. That's what he got. He has Eric saying Naughty Rabbit on him. So they're very comfortable.
I don't care. They're ugly.
Riley, I will say I was a team anti-croc as well until Clint gifted me a pair for Christmas one year and I rolled my eyes so hard, but I wear them in the backyard and they're just convenient and really comfortable.
Y'all, have either one of you met me? No. I am the girl that was backstage at Jingle Ball with her feet bleeding because I had to wear those gold glitter boots.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna wear no Crocs.
Had to or chose to.
Had to. Had to. It was a necessity. I needed them.
Well, listen, I gifted you some J's last year. Maybe I'll give you some Crockies this year.
Don't you dare. The J's I appreciated and actually cried over. This I will not.
Oh, you'll cry.
You'll cry.
Because here's the thing. It's one of those things where it's like you don't want to like it. Even when I got them, I was like, oh, what the hell? Then I put them on, though.
The same way.
And they're so easy. If I thought go out of the house quick and you put them in sport mode, and never, it's just the thing.
Never in public for me. Only in the backyard. Yeah. Like, it's super convenient to slide them on when I'm taking Tormund outside in the morning or just like I need to go check on the lime tree or whatever, but never in public. You will not catch me in them.
This is one of those things. Just because TikTok and social media told you it's okay, nope.
My niece said they're cool. They wear them in high school.
Shout out to Alex and Croft and texted, not me looking down my new Croc sandals. And there's also, there's the Jeep wave. I do the Croc finger guns. If I see somebody else wearing Crocs, I go, hey. And
I Is that a thing? Pew, pew, I didn't know that was a thing.
I ray the Crocs.
Because
I'm Croc hunting.
Taking your man card.
Marshall would like him.
No, he would not.
He will. I'll give him to him. Rose, it's nearly the last 24 hours.
I'm very excited because today I am getting my mom and my mother-in-law together and we are doing lunch. We're going on a shopping spree because these two have been like itching to go on a shopping spree for baby clothes ever since we found out we were having a little girl. So it's going to be a really fun day. So I'm sure I already have so much stuff from both of them, but I'm sure they're going to like go crazy today.
Get some baby Crocs.
Yeah. You know what? I might.
You should. I think you should. I'm excited. So 2 weeks from the Bowie show, which I'm trying to get everything done now because my family's coming in some point the week of the show. And I just don't want to be around when that happens. And not in a bad way, but I just know that like it's going to be one of those things where I haven't been married. But, you know, like on a wedding day, if you have like the big wedding and everybody's asking you questions, like don't text me the day, like ask where to park. I need to have everything set before
Leave
they come
alone.
Into town.
Because
otherwise the amount of questions that are valid are not going to equal out.
So your brain needs to be on the show, and everybody needs to just leave you be.
100%. Let us know what's going on in your life. 99338 is the number to text. It's your morning show. John and Riley and Rose and Dua Lipa, newest member of the show. The most trending songs right now on the show.
Call me when you want. Call me when you need. Call me in the morning. I'll be on the way. Call me when you want. Call me when you need. Call me out by your name. I'll be on the way.
Lil Nas X, Montero. You want to hear that next? Text Nas 99338, or maybe you want to hear Olivia Rodrigo. She was at the White House last week.
Them heels, though.
You guys know that? Mm-hmm. You guys hear about that?
We did.
It hasn't been talked about, but she was there.
She was.
Doing her thing. These guys, I love these guys. 21 Pilots, Saturday, also trending. Two of the driest, funniest dudes possibly.
I do love them.
Yeah. You want to hear 21 Pilots Saturday? Text Saturday to 99338. Everything with your celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report next. What are we going to talk about?
Live Nation is offering $20 tickets. I'll tell you all about this.
Hang on.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Few weeks from today, the comedy tour plays a baseball stadium. Wow.
Excited?
Yeah, but it's wild. The first show is in a small venue 5 years ago. Now we're playing professional baseball stadium. Couldn't do without you listening to the show, that you guys talking about it on the show. Very excited. Raising money for the Fisher House Foundation. My parents are going to be there. Crazy Aunt Eileen's going to be there. I think she's bringing us cinnamon toast, popcorn.
Oh, she is.
Yes.
Yummy.
And if you're at the show, she'll probably give you some too.
She will.
If you want to get tickets, there's some. There's bench seats left. All the seats are gone, but there's like bench seats left, and they have back some. Very important. InternJohnComedy.com. You can also donate right to the Fisher House or get tickets to the other shows like Louisville and St. Pete and Baltimore and D.C. InternJohnComedy.com. Huge thanks to Polar Seltzer, the official sponsor. Right now, everything celebs, music, TV, and more. The Entertainment Report. Rose, what you got for us?
Yeah, so a couple quick things. Whitney Houston Hologram Residency is coming to Las Vegas, and that's going to begin on October 26th. Sean Diddy Combs Holmes announced a new album called Off the Grid Volume 1. It's going to be here on September 24th, and this is his first album since 2015. So the NFL dropped a new directive yesterday saying that this coming season, if any game has to be canceled because of a COVID outbreak among non-vaccinated players or staff, the team with the outbreak will take a loss if the game can't be rescheduled during the regular 18-week season. And the NFL will not add extra time for makeup games. And not only that, but the team that had to forfeit will be responsible for any financial losses due to the cancellation, and players on both teams don't get paid. So, yeah. A judge has ordered Dr. Dre to pay his estranged wife almost $300,000 a month in spousal support.
Golly.
That begins on August 1st. So, that is it. He has to pay until she either remarries or enters into a domestic partnership.
Woo!
That's about $3.5 million a year.
I say single.
She ain't never going to get married.
Nope.
Yeah.
I would too. But a source is saying that's a lot less than what she was asking for, because originally it was like $2 million a month. So he technically got off easy, if you will. And after a year of no live concerts, more and more artists are starting to hit the road, which we're very excited about. And Live Nation is celebrating with a new deal. It's a return to live promotion offering $20 tickets to nearly 1,000 shows this year. And it's going to be like Jonas Brothers, Maroon 5, Alanis Morissette, Lil Baby, Pitbull. Like, those are just some of the names on the list. So these tickets go on sale July 28th at 12 p.m. for a limited time while those supplies last, of course. But make sure you keep an eye out for them. If you're looking for something to watch, 2020 Tokyo Olympics start tonight on NBC. They go all weekend long as well. Apple TV Plus, you get Ted Lasso Season 2, which we are pumped about. Star Wars The Bad Batch is on Disney Plus. It's a new episode. And then the movies that made us on Netflix, huge. Back to the Future, Pretty Woman, Jurassic Park, and Forrest Gump are the movies that they're covering. I'm pumped about that.
I'm actually resubscribing to Apple TV just so I can watch
Ted Lasso. You unsubscribed?
Yeah, after I watched Ted Lasso, I did. I was like, okay.
Wait, do you have a code? I don't need this anymore.
Oh, this is why I love you, Holmes. Look at that. Look at that guy over there.
That's nice.
Thank you, Hoodie. If you need anything to listen to this weekend, Riley's got a new Really Riley out today.
Yeah, for my Fave 5, I did the groomsmen gifts that you can give that are non-cheesy, like this hexagonal brass pen. Ooh.
What are you guys giving?
So I think we're going to give those, and Marshall also wants to do pocket knives, because everybody needs a pocket knife.
What about to the person who gives a speech at the rehearsal dinner? Who saved the wedding, and it saved it again this week, which we'll talk about down the line, I'm sure.
What?
I want to be so salty about this, but I can't.
Yeah.
I got a call. I answer, go, hey, Riley, what's up? I need you to save the wedding again.
It's
the exact words.
True statement.
The exact words. We'll do that. We'll wait to that probably a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Let things simmer down. But what's the gift for that?
See, here's the thing. I happen to think that I'm great at giving you gifts as much as you pout whenever I give you a present.
Yeah.
So I have something in mind. Don't worry.
You can listen to the podcast.
However, your birthday is coming up, and I know something you don't know.
That's also the comedy show in Bowie.
No.
And my dad's going to do stand-up. If you want to listen to Really Riley, YMSRadio.com. We'll do morons in a second on your morning show. Your most trending song is Lil Nas X. Here's what we got for you on this Friday, the first Friday of Leo season. Can you feel it? Can you feel the energy?
I can feel your energy.
In fact,
I
can hear the energy. Hear it. See, there it is. You can hear the energy. We got the $1,000 keyword in like 15 minutes. Somebody's won $1,000. Give it the keyword. You text it in. You get $1,000. Not a bad way to start the weekend off. You win $1,000, Riley, right now. What are you doing with it?
Money for the wedding. Okay. 100%.
Rose, what are you doing with $1,000?
Probably buying a lot of diapers. I'm going to need those.
Can I tell you, I'm going to do? There's Jurassic Park shoes coming out that came on my feed yesterday.
I would buy those.
Did you see the Power Ranger ones?
No, I did not see those.
Oh, yeah.
Jurassic Park ones. Oh, I sent them to, I sent it to Eric. Yeah, so they look like the cars. And this one looks like a T-Rex. So that's going to be, and I'm sure it's going to be $1,000. That's going to be what I would spend on. Or you could do responsibly.
I mean,
you know,
treat yourself.
Whatever you want. And then we got Friday Fun Facts in 30 minutes. But an hour from now, though, John's little secret. If you have like a secret or a confession to something you want to get out of your chest, maybe you're holding a secret for somebody. Maybe somebody is pregnant or getting married. Whatever it is, you can text 99338. We'll put you on. We change your name. We change your voice. Nobody's going to know it's you. There's somebody ready to go who I guess she has a friend of benefit situation, and she's going to break it off this weekend because she's found somebody. So we're going to talk to her on 740. If you can't be here to listen to that live, no problem. The podcast is posted after the show. Just search your morning show on demand wherever you get podcasts. It allows you to fast forward. You can rewind. You can do all the things whenever you get a chance to listen. Morons is next in the show. My story involves this bar in Ireland that's banning people from paying with this, and I think it's going to be over here very, very soon. Riley, your story is going to involve what?
This guy showing up drunk to the wrong party.
Okay, and Rose, your story is going to involve what?
Drugs disguised as cake.
Morons is next on your morning show. First, Olivia Rodrigo is on. If you're going to the O's game today, make sure you say hello to Eric. He'll be out there behaving himself, be on his best behavior. If you're going to be in Clarendon, make sure you go to Pamplona and get the IJ Smash. They still have that in the cocktail menu. It's like it's really good. It's bourbon. It's like lemon. It's peach mixed together. Yeah. And they're donating portions of each one sold to the Fisher House Foundation for us. So the IJ Smash at Pamplona. On the complete flip side, morons on your morning show. Biggest morons last 24 hours. No death, no hurting of animals. Just something to get you a little excited in your Friday knowing you're not this person. Riley, what you got for yours?
So this guy from Amsterdam has been arrested for aggravated drinking while intoxicated because he drove himself to a party. But here's one problem other than being drunk. There was no party. He just showed up to the wrong house. But that didn't stop him from wanting to get his party on, though, because he became belligerent when the people who owned the house were like, hey, dude, there's no party. What are you doing here?
Son of a... But the party's it's here now, though.
I guess so.
We have a party. Get some Hot Pockets, maybe a little pizza bites. Yeah. Rose, what you got for yours?
In Maine, drug agents got a tip that led them to stop a vehicle, and then they seized 4 pounds of cocaine, and 2 pounds of that was disguised as cake. The cocaine was wrapped in cellophane and had coffee grounds sprinkled on top, which is supposed to, like, hide the scent from the drug canines, I guess, the drug detecting canines. Two people were arrested and charged with aggravated drug trafficking.
My story I've always thought this was an odd thing to do. I understand that bras can be used basically as pockets, in some cases.
Yeah, you put your credit card in there, you put your lipstick in there.
I think now that we've gone through a pandemic, there's this, mattress shop in Ireland. The guy's name is Mattress Mick is his name. He has now banned, sweaty boob cash from being used in his store.
I don't blame him.
It is like... I can't imagine, like, I mean, at least a mattress store, probably AC, but if you're working, like, as a bartender, like, an outdoor bar, and people are sweating, and that's a lot.
Yuck.
I do wonder, though, like, who can pay for a mattress with cash?
I mean, that's a good question. Like, those are expensive.
Yeah, either you're a drug dealer or that mattress is like $5. I don't have enough cash in my house combined to pay for a mattress.
Nope.
So he has put a sign outside of the mattress shop that says, quote, no bra money. I would imagine this comes to here soon. To our servers, I have to pay cash. No, I feel horrible for you.
Yeah,
here's what we got next. We got John's the fun facts of Friday. Friday fun facts. So your facts, they're fun. Got some the Olympics happening now. We're watching, but nothing's really happening. It's just a bunch of like stock video at the moment.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Because I think I don't think they get people there for the actual ceremony. So we'll keep you posted as things happen with that. Let's do this first. We world premiered this song last hour. New Camila Cabello.
It's Joe with world John premiered. And Riley and Rose.
All show, baby.
Yeah, so good.
A little distracted. So the Olympic opening ceremony is happening. Eric gave me his take on it. And I guess what they're saying is they're showing how the athletes basically had to train at home the last couple of years. So now it's the stadium, and then they're all on kind of a white floor, and it's like a laser show, and they're all like one guy's running on a treadmill. There's somebody on a bicycle. And that's what they're showing. So that's kind of where we're going so far. I guess the stadium is 10,000 people, but we'll keep you posted on more Olympic stuff as it happens right now.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with 3 things you need to know.
We know there's a lot going on in the world, a lot going on in your life. So Riley gives you 3 things you need to know for your Friday. What you got?
So police are investigating after 2 men were shot near S Street and 14th Street in Northwest D.C. last night. D.C. police said the 2 unidentified men who were injured are in the shooting are conscious and they are breathing. One was shot in the arm and the other shot in the chest. There is no suspect as of yet. And as the Delta variant spreads nationwide, the CDC and the State Department are urging Americans to avoid travel to the UK. Some experts are even saying to avoid traveling to certain areas in the US, and Florida is one of them, being that one in every five new cases is coming out of Florida. And you can now fast forward and rewind on TikTok, so don't ever rewatch the whole video again to see what you've missed, because I know I do that all the time. So the feature is not available to everybody, and it only works on videos longer than a minute, because TikTok just released that you could do 3-minute videos. So if you do have the feature, all you have to do is tap and hold the white line at the bottom and then shuttle back and forwards.
That's cool.
To find where you want to watch in the video. Nice. Coming up next hour in three things, Twitter is testing downvote, upvote buttons. I'll tell you all about it coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
If you are looking for something to gift for you this weekend, can I suggest our candles? They are out. They are real.
Yes.
I got the one here.
They smell so good.
Yeah, Hoodie's the one that made this happen. So we teamed Wax Cabin Candle Co. And we made like three versions of candles. There's the War of the Roses version, there's the show version, and there's the My Man version. And a portion of each candle sold goes to the Fisher House Foundation, which is very dope. So if you want a candle, Riley, you said it smells your whole house.
It smells up my entire living room and up the stairs.
So if it smells your whole house, I don't know if that's what we want, but it aurorates. What's the air? Is that, that's not a word, right? No, it like, I would say illuminate, but it like, what's
aerates?
Like
air?
No, but what's it when you smell something? It's called like
aroma?
Aromatherapies. There it is. Aromatherapizes.
Nice try.
Your entire place.
Aromatherapizes your whole house. And
it's Leo season, so we can make our own words. So if you want to get a candle, YMSradio.com. Your Friday fun facts next on your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Right now, Sweetie and Doja Cat. 30 minutes away, John's Little Secrets on your morning show. If you have a confession or a secret or something, you just want to take that guilt off yourself, let it be to us. You can text 99338. We'll call you back from a Maryland number. We can change your name, change your voice. We have somebody ready to go who is breaking it off with their friends of benefit this weekend. So that's going to be exciting. About 7:40. If you can't be here live, check the podcast. Search your morning show wherever you get your podcast. It'll be right there. It is Friday. We like to have fun every now and then. Here are your Friday fun facts. Do I verify their facts? Nah, but if they're on the internet, they gotta be real.
Must be true.
Absolutely, especially if it's on a photo. If it's a meme, it's gotta be real. contrary to their portrayal in Jurassic Park and King Kong, the T-Rex lacked the ability to roar. If it wasn't silent, it likely could only hiss like a crocodile.
Are you serious? Really?
Which, although, I'm going to be honest, though, scarier. An animal that size, right? Just a little bit of crocodile-like roar.
The
that'd be
meat?
Yeah, that'd be a little more scary than the actual big thing. Also, I think velociraptors have feathers. I've seen that before, too.
Right? Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those ones freak me out.
Yeah. I used to have my Jurassic Park paraphernalia here, but I was told I had to remove it. So, fun fact.
Oh, your amber thing?
Yes, I was told I had to take that out. So that's that was the same day as the no more mentioning of ice cream cakes. Giraffes, you guys familiar with giraffes?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they're commonly witnessed in the wild chewing on bones of dead animals.
I thought they were so sweet.
Isn't that like calcium or something?
Correct, to supplement their calcium intake.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so there you go. Kane and I used to watch giraffe fights.
They're wild.
Yeah,
my God.
They just swing their necks.
Around?
It's wild. Alfred Hitchcock made the first recorded That's What She Said joke in 1929.
1929. He was forward thinking.
He was, and now it's on Peacock, so you can watch it only there. Voldemort, of course, he must not be named, means flight from death in French, roughly describing his quest for immortality. A little fun fact there.
Interesting.
That's cool.
The highest paid athlete of all time is actually an ancient Roman charioteer, who earned the equivalent of $15 billion before his retirement back in the day.
That's a lot.
Well, damn.
Yes. Hone's Bakery is a 100-year-old bakery in Baltimore. It has an oven designed so efficiently, after they turn it off every year for a staff vacation, it still registers 350 degrees 2 weeks later.
Really?
Wow.
Should we call them?
Yeah.
Yes. That's so hot.
I'm going to ask. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Let's call them live and see what happens. Okay, ask them about their oven real quick. They got to be open right now, right?
I mean, yeah.
Probably.
They're making things.
Two, three, four. Calling people live on the radio.
This is so exciting.
It is. Oh, boy. Hopefully the nice bakery people. Calling Hone's Bakery. Boy, why they don't answer?
Leave a message?
Where's calling? Ask about their oven. I could do that. I did that with Riley's wedding venue.
Mm-hmm. How
may
I help you?
Hi. This is going to sound weird. My name is Intern John. I host the morning show on Z104.3, the radio station.
Yes.
Can I ask you a quick question? We're on the air now. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is it true that y'all's oven, you can turn it off and it'll stay at 350 degrees for 2 weeks?
Yes.
Is it?
What? Wow.
Really?
That's so cool.
What's your name?
My name is Tabitha.
Oh, Tabitha. Where are you from? Where are you from, Baltimore?
I'm from Baltimore City.
Oh, Tab. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. And is it an old-ass oven or is it a new-ass oven?
It's an old oven.
Okay. Like coal fire? Or how do we make it?
I wish I could just FaceTime you guys and show you guys.
Oh, wait, Tabitha, can I put you on hold and then I'll have my producer get information so you can send photos to like our email or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Tabitha, I'm also gonna send you. I'm gonna send you a shirt and we're gonna send you a coffee too for taking our call. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on one second. Shout out to Tabitha awesome. At Holmes Bakery in Baltimore. So it's true. It is.
That is so cool.
Which, by the way she rattled that stuff off, been asked that question before.
Yep, 100%. For sure.
Yeah, I like how she didn't say it was an old ass oven.
I thought she was gonna say old ass oven. I was like, yeah, I was waiting for it.
If you're going to Holmes Bakery today and you see Tabitha, so cool. Please tell her you heard her on the show and she was fantastic. We'll get some photos of the old ass oven. Your Friday fun facts on your morning show. Shout out to Holmes Bakery in Baltimore. I guess she listens to the show. That's awesome. We did our Friday fun facts, and there was one about Holmes Bakery right here in Baltimore that has an oven that's so efficient. When they turn it off for 2 weeks, it still stays at 350 degrees, which
that's
is
nice.
Wild. So we figured we'd call her live and just see if it was true and how old the oven is. And so we're sending her a shirt, and she can send us the photos. But my problem was then, like, I Googled, like, Holmes Bakery oven and images, and, of course, Yelp comes up. And then you just go through the Yelp, and you know it's a problem. It is. Because, like, look at all this.
It's
look at all this
problem.
Stuff. Look at all this
it does
stuff
look delicious,
have. Look at all
though.
That.
Yes,
like,
I know.
And then you just keep going. Because sometimes, like, you go to Yelp and you see photos that don't look like the actual, like, thing. Theirs looks exactly looks like I don't know what this peach thing is. Look at this. Like, a little tart or some sort.
Oh, stop.
Oh, it's called peach cake.
Yes. I am for that. Let's order some.
I mean...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Oh, God. Okay. This is bad. Anyway, we'll get the photo of the oven in a second. Friday means John's Little Secrets. Somebody texted in to 99338. Is this the number of texts for John's Secrets? Yes, mm-hmm. 110%.
Sure
so
is.
If you have a secret or you have a confession or you have something that's just bugging you that you haven't told anybody, tell us. Maybe you don't want to tell your friends and family because they'll judge you for it. We won't judge. We'll change your name. We'll change your voice. Nobody will know it's you, and you'll kind of alleviate that guilt, if you will. 99338, number of text for them. We also have tickets to the comedy show in Bowie coming up. Right now, the most trending songs, though. You want to hear Doja Cat and SZA? Kiss Me More? Grab your cellular device, text KISS to 99338. Or maybe you want to hear Olivia Rodrigo. Deja Vu. You guys know where she was last week?
The White House.
The White House, indeed.
That's so
she
wild.
Was there.
With those bomb heels.
Yes, she was. You want her Olivia next? Text Deja. It's 9338. Or maybe you want to hear a new Marshmallow and Joe Bros. Leave
love
Before You Love
one.
Me.
Oh my God.
Damn. Text Leave. 9933. Whoever gets the most votes to play next. Everything entertainment, TV, music, movies. Rose has the entertainment report next. What do you want to talk about?
We have to talk about Lollapalooza, how you can stream it this year.
Damn. Two weeks from today, the Bowie Bay Sox Stadium, Prince George Stadium, my intern John's What's Next Tour. We're playing outdoors. Professional baseball stadium's going to be wild. My parents are going to be there to roast me. You can still get some of the bench seats if you go to internjohncomedy.com or donate right to Fisher House right there. Also, tickets for the Tampa show going quick. Also, the Louisville show as well. If you want tickets to the show in Bowie, 2 weeks from today, caller 99. They are yours. 877-995-4681. As long as you promise to not laugh too loudly if my dad happens to land a zinger. If he happens to...
Oh, you gotta laugh
listen,
hard.
The blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then. Maybe he'll find a nut, but he...
Come
I
on.
Think
He's
that...
He's hilarious.
You know, that's one word with an H
I love
to describe
him.
My dad. I don't know if hilarious is it. I don't know what other word could be. Hellion. Happy, happy,
hellion?
Damn it.
That's,
so at least we know where you get it from.
Well,
right?
There is that. So good luck. In the meantime, well, we get a winner. Everything you need, celebs, music, TV, the entertainment report. Rose, what you got for us?
Yeah, so Camila Cabello dropped her new song, Don't Go Yet, along with a brightly colored, super fun music video for it. You're going to actually get to see her perform the song tonight for the very first time. She's a musical guest on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. She also revealed that her third album will be titled Familia. And in a new interview, she talked about like being under quarantine with her family helped her get back to her Latin roots for this new album, which is really awesome. Billie Eilish's new album, Happier Than Ever, comes out next week, and she's giving fans a special performance of the album. She announced Happier Than Ever, A Love Letter to Los Angeles. It's going to be airing on Disney Plus on September 3rd, which is pretty cool. This I found so interesting. The highest paid Olympians of the Summer Games, NBA star Kevin Durant is the highest paid Olympian at $75 million. Damn. He's followed by tennis star Naomi Osaka at $60 million. And just some numbers for the Olympics, $26 billion plus are the estimated cost of hosting the Tokyo Olympics this year. $900 million is the amount spent on coronavirus countermeasures. And there's an estimated economic loss for Japan, $15 billion, because they're barring overseas spectators and limiting the numbers of domestic fans able to go to like 50% of the capacity. And Lollapalooza is happening this year, taking place July 29th to the August 1st in Chicago. If you can't go, you can still enjoy the music because they announced that this year's fest is going to be live streamed on Hulu. Oh. So you're going to be able to watch all 4 days of the festival from like 11 to 8. So basically all day long. And headliners this year include Foo Fighters, Post Malone, Miley Cyrus, Megan Thee Stallion. Like the list goes on and on. Marshmello is going to be there. So I have all that information up for you, YMSradio.com. If you're looking for something to watch, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics start tonight all weekend long. So I know that's going to be a big one. That's on NBC. Ted Lasso Season 2 is on Apple TV Plus. You also get Star Wars The Bad Batch. There's a new episode on Disney Plus. And then on Netflix, if you haven't seen The Movies That Made Us, Season 2 is out. And Back to the Future, Pretty Woman, Jurassic Park, and Forrest Gump are all the movies that they're covering this season.
Excited for that. Thanks, Rose.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If you have not watched Ted Lasso, I mean, honestly, it's one of the best shows
of
all time.
It and so it good. Literally just makes me so happy. Like, he's giving pep talks to the players, but like, I feel like he's giving them to me in my life. I need those pep talks. They're so good.
Very feel goody. Yeah. Everything you need entertainment, everything you need to watch. Yeah, go to YMSradio.com. There's new Really Riley out today as well.
Yeah, for the Fave Five, I'm talking about non cheesy groomsmen's gifts. Like, every guy likes a candle.
Especially if it smells good.
Especially if it's one of our candles.
Yes.
Yes. And eventually we get to talk about how I saved your wedding again this week.
You did.
Your words, not mine.
Honestly.
The exact request was, I need you to save my wedding again. And,
no, it was more like, John.
Yes.
I need you to save my wedding again.
And, you know, here we are. We'll do that. We'll let that simmer a little bit. No, it's a little bit of a tease. Let me go to Towson we go. Katie, good morning.
Hi.
How was your Friday so far?
It's great now.
Well, are we going to work or what are we doing today?
I am. I'm headed to work.
Where do we work at?
I am a teacher, so I'm working at my summer school this year.
Oh, thank you for all that you do. Yeah.
So are we doing it, obviously we're doing it in person then, or is it like half virtual, half how are they doing it?
It's in person.
And that's got to be like such relief as a teacher to be able to actually see your students.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love it. Even with the masks, it's okay because we get to see them in person.
100%. Aww. Well, Katie, do you have plans on August 6th besides celebrating my birthday in private? Because I'm sure you do that every year.
Not right now.
Well, yeah, a pair of tickets to the comedy show in Bowie. And now that, like, because you're a teacher, too, like, we'll give you two pairs because I'm sure you have, like, teacher friends that need a night out. So this will be a good, like, night out where you can laugh and just, like, teachers get wild. Teachers especially, like, it gets wild. So I'm going to put you on hold, Katie. We're also going to send you a coffee and my man shirt, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Hold on one second. Yeah, to all of our teachers doing summer school. I mean, I can't imagine... Like, we've talked to a teacher this year who was going back to school with the first graders, and, like, a couple months ago, I'm like, those kids don't know what school is. Like, they've never been in school ever, which is wild. So, huge thank you to all of our teachers. John's little secret. You have that one secret that's kind of bogging you down, that's just eating the back. You're like, it'd be so easy if I could just tell somebody. You can tell us. We'll change your name, change your voice. Nobody's going to know it's you. 877-995-4681 to call, or you text 99338. When you text, we call you back from Maryland number, just so you know. I got somebody on hold who is about to break up with the Friends with Benefit this weekend. John's little secret next in the morning show. John's little secret on your morning show. If you have that one secret, that one thing that's just been eating at your conscience, even if it's just like a surprise for somebody, 877-995-4681 is the number to call, or you text 99338, fake name Kyle. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Your invoice change, your confession for John's little secret is what?
Well, before my girlfriend and I became official, I hooked up with someone. We were in that sort of, like, talking phase. We hadn't said we were boyfriend and girlfriend. We were basically boyfriend and girlfriend, but we hadn't had that convo. And, yeah, I sort of took advantage of that gray zone.
So, okay, but so you we hadn't defined the relationship. So, technically, it's not cheating. It just wasn't, like, the maybe the nicest thing to do, or classiest thing to do.
Yeah, and I certainly don't feel comfortable saying anything to her, which makes me think, well, maybe it wasn't the right thing to do, you know?
So, and we've been dating for how long?
I've been together for 9 months.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to go back to month one and act like it's both fresh and new, and
And let me ask this. At this point, I'm assuming we're going to take this to the grave, right? Aside from us, like, nobody else is going to know.
I don't think I'm going to mention anything. No.
I don't disagree. Listen, no judgment here. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Fake name Isabel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, boy. I'm invested with this. Your confession for John's little secret is what?
I am cutting out my friendship benefits this weekend.
Okay. So, a couple of questions. How long have we been friends of benefits for?
We've been hooking up for about maybe 6 months or so.
And were we just regular friends before that and then things progressed?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And are we worried about how they're going to take it?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't think he has, like, feelings for me or anything. So, yeah, I hope.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual, because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
I hope I don't discover anything weird.
Okay, but I guess, stupid question, why are we breaking it off this weekend? Like, what about this weekend is like the, okay, it's time?
Well, I met someone who I actually want to, like, I don't know, pursue more, like, seriously. So, yeah, I don't think that having your friends with benefits on the side would kind of, like, go very well. So,
no, yeah. And so I guess, like, we both knew at one point this was going to happen. Like, either you or that person would find somebody and move on. So this is, like, this is expected.
Right. Then I hope he takes it that way.
And so let me ask this. Are we leaving the door open, so to speak, if it doesn't work out with this new interest where we can go back to this friends of benefit?
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, we are good friends, so sure.
And are we going to tell, so let's just say, hypothetically speaking, this person we're going to try to date, we end up dating them forever. Are we going to tell our new boo about the friend of benefit or just no?
No.
I think that's probably a fair move, fake name Isabel. Listen, best of luck. Can we possibly talk to you like on like Monday for an update?
Sure.
John's Little Secret on your morning show, 877-995-4681 or text 99338. We'll call you back. I do want to thank Katie and St. Pete who texted 99338. Just got our tickets to the show in November. We are so excited to be back in Florida. It's why we haven't been there in 2 years. Haven't been in Louisville in 2 years as well. It's just like this last year is so wild. So it's gonna be exciting to see people again. That's been the coolest part about the show so far, is like seeing people we haven't seen in years in person, and seeing like hopefully you laugh and just like have a good time and just forget about all the ish going on in the world. If you want to get tickets, you still can. internjohncomedy.com for St. Pete, for Louisville, DC, and Baltimore. The other thing, we're doing a lot of stuff for Fisher House, which is like this is such like fills my heart because I do so much to help out our military.
Totally.
The candles that Hoodie set up, and I gotta give Hoodie props for this.
This is awesome.
The Wax Cabin Candle Co. So we have three candles out now. We have the show version candle, there's my man candle, and there's the War of the Roses candle.
It Hoodie all says divine.
We announced it this week. Hoodie says it's the highest selling candles they've had ever, which is
that's
dope.
Good.
Yeah, and they're donating proceeds from each candle to the Fisher House Foundation. You can get all the information on where to get your candle. Go to ymsradio.com. Your rollout is next. Your secrets rolling in over text 99338. Your weekend rollout in a second, but first,
from the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
The three things going on in the world, Riley.
So an outage that affected thousands of websites, including Amazon, Costco, Delta, and McDonald's yesterday, was apparently not the result of a cyber attack, because those have been going on a lot lately. Apparently, a software update caused a problem with website availability, and the issue was corrected in about an hour, and things returned to normal, but that was some pretty big websites there. And Twitter is testing downvote and upvote buttons. So upvotes are going to be displayed as likes, but the downvote's not going to be shown publicly. So they said, we're testing this to understand the types of replies you find relevant and in a conversation, so we can work on ways to show more of them. And we've all been to events at Capital One Arena, but none so much like this. So starting today, right now, actually, like 8 a.m., for 12 hours, there's going to be like what they're calling a garage sale, where the Wizards, Caps, and Mystics clean out their closets, per se, but not like their actual closets. So it's going to be merch from the games for as little as $1 up to $30, t-shirts, posters, koozies, some signed items. Basically, they're trying to clean out the stuff from last year, as there was no fans in the stadium to get ready for a new year.
That's
which
dope.
I think is really $1 to up to $30. Yeah, that's real cheap.
You can flip that stuff.
Yes. I didn't even think about that. Mercari, what? So coming up next hour in three things, the National Weather Service has now put this. It's going to be coming to your phones next time there's a storm. I'll give you the details coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
As the storm known as DJ Dirty Elbows, who, by the way, left me on red this week,
how
sir.
Dare
left
he.
Me on red this week.
How dare he.
But he won't leave you on red if you ever for requests for elbows, 99338 text or slide the DMs at YMS Radio. Try and get you to your weekend as soon as possible. Got a $1,000 keyword in minutes. First, your rollout is on.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. Be if you can't be right. Oh, 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 oh. Be if you can't be right. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay.
Show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby, I look around since it is cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're gone. Oh, not
she been down since the jellies and the bobos. Now me stepping out the deep at Manolo's. When we pull up to the scene, they be filled with jealousy. If a been the key, she gon' bring the energy. I hit a phone with a T like, guess what? All the rich boys wanna on us. I just end up, you could look, don't touch. And I'm back bustin' bands every time we link up.
That my best friend, she a real bad b- got her own money. She don't need no n- on the dance floor. She had 2-3 drinks, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in.
That's my best friend, she a real bad drive her own car. She don't need no lift in a strip club. Know my girl gon' flip, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in. Ha. Best friend, you the baddest and you know it. Uh-oh, girl, I think I booty growing. Get up in the mirror, hit them poses. Best friends, them you motherfuckers glowing. Best friends, them your rhythm like it's frozen. Uh-oh, girl, I think I booty growing. Get up in the mirror, hit them poses. Best friend, you my motherfuckers glowing.
You know, to fly away. If you want it, you can take a private plane. I can't.
moments that they'll come in. You know that I have to say, all these voices in the background of my mind.
Show, all you gotta do, grab your phone, not while driving, of course. Text the word HOPE to 200-200. That is HOPE to 200-200. Get confirmation text and info, standard data, and message rates apply on this nationwide contest. HOPE to 200-200. Somebody listening right now is gonna win $1,000 just from sending a text. That's HOPE to 200-200. Good luck. Your rollout is on.
How could you ever leave me without a chance to try? How can I be sorry if I don't know the crime? I should be mad because you never told me why. Still, I can't seem to say goodbye. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. When I talk to my friends, I talk about you.
roll out.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, making you sweat like that.
Break it down.
I just need space to do me, get a world what they're trying to see. A Stella Maxwell right beside of me. A Ferrari, I'm buying three. A closet of Saint Laurent, get what I want when I want, cause this hunger is driving me, yeah. I just need to be alone. I just need to be at home. Understand what I'm speaking on. This time it's money I need alone. But regardless, I'll always keep keeping on. Fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's. While y'all follow, we just make trends. I'm right back to work when that break ends.
Show. If you got something you want to hear, we can play for you or a shout out, anything like that. 99338, that's the number of text. Call you back my Maryland number, or you can slide in the DMs at YMS Radio. We got you. To Canton we go. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, so you're doing what this weekend?
I'm having a 90s party.
Okay, this sounds amazing. What does that entail?
So we're all going to dress in 90s garb. I'm going to make some Dunkaroo dip because why not? And I don't know. We're pretty much just going to have fun in costumes and have a reason to wear 90s clothes.
And have 90s hangover the next day.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
You too.
Well, boss, You know we finally here, right?
Well, we...
It's Friday then it's Saturday, Sunday.
It's Friday again. It's Saturday, Sunday. It's Friday again. It's Saturday, Sunday. It's Friday again. It's Saturday, Sunday. It's Friday again.
Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wanna see me dancing with somebody? If you wanna believe that anything could stop me, don't show up, don't show up, don't come out, don't come out, don't stop caring about me now, help me now, walk away, walk away. You know how, you know how. Don't stop caring about me now.
It's the weekend rollout.
DJ, bring back.
tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it.
To this weekend, we got you. Check out the show podcast. You can listen to everything from this past week. You can fast forward past stuff you've heard. You can rewind the stuff you missed. You can pause as well. Just search Your Morning Show on demand. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're right there. Everything you need, celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report next. What are we talking about?
We have to talk about this Bad Bunny Cheetos collaboration. It's pretty awesome.
Hang on. The one, the only Kanye West had an album listening party last night.
If you want to call it that.
In a football stadium. We had an insider who was there who will give us all the behind the scenes what happened, including how much the food was, which is wild.
I can imagine.
Yeah. First, everything you need, entertainment. Music, TV, and more. The Entertainment Report. Rose, what you got for us?
Yeah, so just a heads up, the NFL dropped a new directive yesterday saying that this coming season, if any game has to be canceled because of a COVID outbreak among non-vaccinated players or staff, the team with the outbreak will take a loss if the game can't be rescheduled during the regular 18-week season, and the NFL will not add extra time for makeup games. Not only that, but the team that had to forfeit will be responsible for any financial losses due to the cancellation. And players on both teams don't get paid for that. Yeah. So Nick Cannon pranked Kevin Hart by sending him a llama for his birthday, and Kevin decided to get him back by putting up billboards in LA, Atlanta, and New York with Nick's actual phone number on it. And it said, "For any advice on fatherhood, call my best friend Nick Cannon," because he has 7 kids currently, I think, for within the last year. Pretty sure he's probably changed his number by now, but if you want to see the post, Kevin Hart posted it, and he's like, "Got your back." So I was like, I love this little prank war that's going on. Bad Bunny is collaborating with Adidas and Cheetos on an exclusive apparel collection and scholarship fund. So the fashion collection with Adidas, it's basically like a clothing mixture of Bad Bunny style mixed with Chester Cheetah's orange-themed Cheetos look. It officially launches on August 6th. It looks pretty cool. And there's also giving away a scholarship totaling in $500,000 to students in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. They're picking 10 students to get $50,000 each that can be used towards their education. So submissions for that are being accepted now through August 17th. And Live Nation is celebrating live shows coming back with a new Return to Live promotion. They're offering $20 tickets to like 1,000 shows in more than 40 venues, and that includes tickets for the Jonas Brothers, Maroon 5, Pitbull, Lil Baby, and more. So those discounted tickets go on sale July 28th. It's for a limited time and only while those tickets last, but I have all the info up for you, ymsradio.com. And if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, 2020 Tokyo Olympics start tonight on NBC, or today. You get on Apple TV Plus, you get Ted Lasso Season 2, Star Wars The Bad Batch on Disney Plus. There's a new episode. And the Movies That Made Us on Netflix, they're doing Back to the Future, Pretty Woman, Jurassic Park, Forrest Gump. Like, it's an awesome season.
Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
If you need a podcast, listen to this weekend. There's a new Really Riley out.
Yeah, for the Fave 5, I'm doing my favorite non-cheesy groomsmen gifts. Like, everybody likes a candle, a good pen. They even have really awesome customizable dop kits.
Awesome. Mm. Check it. Go to ymsradio.com. Now to our exclusive Kanye West field reporter. Please welcome a friend of the show, Shelby Sauce.
Hi, good morning.
So, Sauce started out in this show, and then she does, it's kind of blown up. She has Baltimore, she has Atlanta, she has Miami, she's in Seattle today, everywhere. Sauce, also known from the Thought Sharp podcast, but you got the invite to Kanye's listening party last night.
I did. I was there. What's up?
So, yes, exactly. So, Kanye had like a listening party where the Falcons play, right? The whole stadium?
Yes, it's in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
So jealous.
So what did they tell you guys going in? Like, he was just going to play the album and then talk? Or what was the premise?
Can I just tell you how my brain works?
Yes.
Because they did say he's going to play the album. I thought he was just going to, like, be, like, in the, like, in seats and, like, you know, a VIP area listening to his album.
So what happened before? Because I looked at your Instagram story. Like, it's a bizarre thing to see a football stadium with no grass.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the protection over it, and then it looked like they projected, like, a stage on the ground. And what'd he do?
So basically, like, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the middle, there's, like, a dome, and it opens up.
Right.
So, you know, I really thought we were just going to be listening to his songs. Like, I don't know. They were going to hit play, and he'd just sit there. So they open the dome, and I think he's going to, like, fly out or something, because it's Kanye. he didn't. It's okay, though, because I don't know how they would have done that, honestly, because there's, like, nothing up there. But, yeah, the grass was covered with something, and it was just like a white floor. So the entire football field, that's how big it was, the entire football field was covered with this white flooring. And then he just walked to the very center, and they put this square spotlight on him, and he just danced in the spotlight for an hour.
Okay. And you had said that you thought the music sounded like old Kanye?
Yeah, it sounded kind of like Heartless.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, okay. So back to the good stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, the stadium, it was super, super loud. So it was kind of honestly, like, hard to hear at times.
Oh, I bet.
But I think it was just where I was sitting. But, like, the beat was very similar. And then, I got to hear that. Got to hear Lil Wayne. And it was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool experience.
Oh, and next week you can confirm Lil Wayne's on the album.
Yes, I can. I can confirm.
Who better confirm Kanye West news than Shelby Sauce?
Well, can confirm. Sauce, no big deal.
Hey, thank you for being the Pride of Pasadena. Thank you for being on. If you want to see the photos from last night, it's in Sauce's Instagram story, at Shelby Sauce.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can Chewy say hi?
Oh,
he's busy. We have Moby Dixon, so he's actually eating. Okay. All right, Sauce. This has been fantastic. You have a great day.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye,
love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
If you want to see the photos, it looks cool. Like, the set looks dope. It's in Sauce's Instagram, at Shelby Sauce.
It's a Your Morning Show world premiere.
Hey, it's your girl, Camila Cabello. Check out my brand new song, Don't Go Yet, right now. Right now. Right now.
We've been world premiering it every single hour. Camila Cabello on Your Morning Show.
I'm alone,
Moby Dick, House of Kabob got me stuffed
so
today. Your boy,
good.
I got two plates because Moby Dick is one of those places where he can never say no. And the Todd Dick's amazing too. Thanks for bringing in food today.
Mm-hmm.
They have 24 locations in the DMV. Moby Dick is, I mean, you know what it is. I didn't know it was until I moved here.
Me
and like,
either,
I
yeah.
didn't know about kabob really in general. I love it. And the rice and the hummus is good.
I mean, but even their salads are bomb with those big old chunky pieces of feta.
Mm-hmm. I made sure Eric didn't put his grubby old paws in the baklava. I'm like, listen, sir.
There's baklava over there? Oh,
hell
my God.
Yeah, there's baklava, fam. Come on now. So huge thanks to Moby Dick for the food today. Got a War of the Roses in like 30 minutes on your morning show. If you missed it yesterday, she found a woman's scrunchie in his car. She was trying to do a good deed, which really sucks. She was trying to bring his car in for an oil change. Found the scrunchie. He said he had found it, was going to try to return it to the original owner. Because, you know, when you lose a scrunchie, you think, I need to get it back.
Yeah, that's the first thing I want to go do with my day.
Yeah. So we'll have that for you in like 30 minutes. If you can't be here live, we'll have the podcast up. Just search Your Morning Show on demand wherever you get your podcasts. Here's The Weeknd on Your Morning Show. I wanted to shout this text, 99338. A shout out to the awesome Mercy Nurses in Baltimore. Just awarded the Magnet Resignation for Nursing Excellence. A shout out to Mercy in Baltimore.
Wow.
That's very dope.
That's so cool.
Yes. If you are going to the O's game tonight, Eric will be there in full force. I'm sure he'll be loud. If you see a guy that looks like Eric, just know it's Eric. And make sure you say hello. Let us know if he's on his best behavior. If you're going to be in the Clarendon area this weekend, make sure you go to Pamplona and get the IJ Smash. That's the my drink, the bourbon and peach and mint and lemon, and they're donating proceeds to the Fisher House Foundation, which is very, very dope for that. Let's do War of the Roses next on your morning show.
Hey, it's your girl, Camila Cabello. Don't miss the iHeartRadio.
2 weeks away, the comedy tour hits Bowie, Bay Sox Stadium. We're very excited to see you. My parents are going to be there to attempt to roast their own son on his birthday. Can you imagine?
I can, and it's going to be fabulous.
What a gift for me to get a chance to dish it. I haven't told him I'm going to dish it back. Like, I'm not just going to sit there and take it.
I mean, obviously, but I think it's going to be like a verbal sparring between father and son. And what I don't think you give your dad enough credit for is you come from him. So he's the OG.
True.
Yeah, but he's like the iPhone, the first one. I'm like the new one.
So what? It's a classic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's got classic, things you could never ever have.
But y'all don't have the classic, do you? You have the new thing. Think about that. Think about that. So if you want to go to the show, huge thanks to Polar Seltzer being the sponsor. You can still buy the bench seats. InternJohnComedy.com. Want to say a very special happy birthday, Tim Beers in Howard County. Happy birthday, Tim. Hopefully you enjoy it. Have some nice adult beverages. I imagine so, with your last name being Beers. Riley's got the three things need to know next. The Capitals having a garage sale. Let's do this, shall we?
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
Always so much going on the timeline. Riley gives you the three things you need to know for your Friday. What you got?
The Olympic torch has made its way to Tokyo as the Summer Games have gotten underway. It's a months-long journey to the opening ceremony started in Greece. The concept was actually derived from ancient Olympians who would keep a sacred fire burning throughout their Olympics. But instead of running with the flame, torchbearers did a short handoff to each other. Now the torch is going to be used to light the Olympic cauldron at today's ceremony in front of mostly an empty stadium due to COVID restrictions.
It's been going on for like 2 hours, I feel like, too.
Yeah.
Samoa right now is walking in.
I mean, it looks very pretty.
Yeah.
So, National Weather Service just launched the, quote, destructive severe thunderstorm alert. So, it's going to trigger alerts on all mobile devices. And starting July 28th, the Weather Service is adding a damage threat tag to severe thunderstorm warnings. So, severe thunderstorms are now classified as either destructive, considerable, and then just base thunderstorms. Mm. So, destructive storms have to be 2.75 inches with hail and then winds over 80 miles per hour. So, we've all been to some amazing events at Capital One Arena, but nothing like this. Opening today for 12 hours, there's going to be a garage sale for the Wizards, the Caps, the Mystics. They're going to clean out their closets, per se, but not like clothes in the actual players' closets. From $1 to $30, you can get merch from the games, like basically anything. T-shirts, posters, koozies, snow globes, some signed items. They're trying to basically clear everything out from last year of the pandemic where there was nobody in the stands for the new season.
It's a really cool idea. And I'm sure you could take that stuff and flip it.
Totally.
And, not that you should, but...
But don't you think it'd be sort of a collector's item, too? Because all the stuff from 2020...
It depends on what it is.
True.
Like, but I saw on news they showed, like, there's, like, some hats, some, like, Wizards hats with the Mason logo on the side.
So nice.
If you go to Mason, that'd be cool. Hoodie. Mm-hmm. Hoodie, big basketball guy.
I'm Ryan. Those are the three things you need to know.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
War of the Roses is done on the show because we want you to be happy. We want you to be happy in life and in your relationship. And sometimes it's just like you get that inkling that something's up. Instead of waiting to catch somebody yourself red-handed, we do it our way. In this case, she was trying to do the nice thing for her boyfriend, which that's what's kind of crappy about it. She was taking his car in to get an oil change, to be a nice girlfriend. She found a giant scrunchie on like the gear shifter that isn't hers. He claimed he found it on the ground and that he was going to bring it back to its rightful owner, and that's what he was trying to do. Is he cheating? We're going to get right in the meat of it. War of the Roses on your morning show. And the best part is, if you hear something we don't, you can always text 99338. Catching cheaters after Ariana Grande on your morning show. The beauty of War of the Roses on your morning show with John and Riley and Rose is you can binge on them whenever you want. In fact, we have people who have found the show because they found War of the Roses on like various podcast platforms.
So cool.
And like that's how they start listening to the show. So if you want to listen to like past Roses, all you got to do is search your morning show on demand wherever you get your podcast. It's all up there. You can listen on your smart headphones, you can listen and watch, you can fast forward, you can pause. If you want to do a Roses, go to ymsradio.com, enter keyword Roses. Eric gets all the emails.
Yep.
Why did he have a scrunchie in his car? War of the Roses. It's your morning show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When we call your man, he'd better choose you.
Lauren, I'm going to reset this quick with War of the Roses here. You and Tom have been dating for about 8 months. Man, dating app, it's kind of working out. Leases are going to end of summer-ish. We thought about moving in. And the crummy thing about this situation is you were trying to do a good deed and get the man's oil changed. Took the car in, and that's when you realized there was a scrunchie on the shifter, as you put it, of the car that is not yours. He claims he found it on the ground at the gas station and was going to return it. That's why he put it in his car instead of just returning it then in case somebody went to go find the scrunchie. That's kind of the short version of that story, yes?
Yes.
How much does a scrunchie cost? For like
not
one?
Much. I mean, for a three pack, it's like $6 maybe.
Okay. So probably not going back for $2.
Hell no.
Okay. All right. So let's do this, Lauren. I'm going to call Tommy. If he sends them to you, we'll put you on hold and see what you want to do. If he sends somebody else, we'll go that route as well. Hold on.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello?
Hi, calling for Tommy, please.
This is he.
Hey, Tommy, it's Michelangelo of YMS Flowers. How are you?
Good. What's this
Fantastic.
About?
Fantastic. We are a local flower shop in the area, and I'll get right to it, man. We've been doing some Facebook mining, trying to survive these current uncertain economic times, and your name actually popped up in my database as somebody might be interested in a free bouquet of a dozen red roses, because you checked in some businesses in our area, so that's why I'm here to offer you the flowers, my friend.
Listen, I appreciate you guys trying to stay in business. I'm just not terribly interested in spending any money on flowers right now.
No, it's free. So that's the thing. Is the idea is we know times are tough for everybody. And we know times are tough across the board. And the last thing people want to spend money on is flowers. So our goal is we are going to give you these flowers for free. No charge whatsoever. And then we're going to try to plant a seed in your mind that if you need flowers down the line for a birthday, anniversary, Arbor Day, any type of holiday, you think of us. And then you come back around and buy flowers.
Oh, so that's actually a pretty good idea. So
thank you.
Completely free.
Yeah, it's our plant a seed program, and we're big on the flower puns. So it is what it is, and so we're gonna it's like Inception but different with plants.
What?
All right. I mean, no, I'm. Yeah, sure. If it's completely free and, I 100%. Won free flowers.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So it comes with a card. Card's about 400 characters, like the size of two tweets. I need the first name of the person you'd like to send the flowers to.
Okay. Let's send them to Sarah.
Sarah. And then my drop-down tab here, Sarah is girlfriend, wife, fiance, sister, mother, employer.
Just put it as girlfriend.
Girlfriend, okay. How long have you guys been together for, if you mind me asking?
Still kind of new. Maybe like 2-3 months at this point.
2-3 months, okay. Because I only ask because we can make that, I can make a note for like anniversaries and that kind of stuff. That's something you'd be interested in.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's that serious yet. I'm still just trying to put her through the ringer, see how she does first.
And so the card to Sarah, what do you want it to say?
Let's just keep it short and sweet. Something like, sorry about the battle wounds. How did that gear shift get there? Maybe like a winky face or something, if you can do that.
Okay, so sorry about the battle wounds. How did that gear shift get there? And then a winky face?
Yeah. She'll know what it means.
I don't understand what it means. I just want to make sure I don't mess this up for you, man. So what does that mean?
I mean, when you're doing things in a car, sometimes things get in the way that you don't want to get in the way.
So, my question is then, obviously you're an adult, but why are you hooking up in a car?
Not that it's any of your business, but, sometimes when you have roommates, you get creative sometimes.
You already
say that word. Okay, hold on 1 second. Tommy, let's pause for a second. My name is John. Riley Rose here as well from your
Hi.
Morning show. That is
Hello.
Your girlfriend, Lauren. Lauren, you can. What were you saying? We can't say that either. He's a bad person, and why?
Because he obviously effed someone in his car.
Yeah.
And then he lied about it.
Wait.
And he gave me the
Lauren,
stupidest lie. I mean, it's almost more insulting that you lied to me in that way.
I agree with that.
You're such an idiot.
Oh. Wait, can everyone please stop for a second? What is this?
No, I will not stop. What so, Tommy, we're taping this for the show right now.
You're on the show. Is stopping.
Yeah, as it should be. That's your girlfriend, Lauren. She found the scrunchie in your car. She suspected something was up. By the way, you saying that you were going to return the scrunchie at the gas station, horrible. So she had some reasons to suspect you were cheating. As it turns out, you've been hooked up in your car with a girl, and you're an adult.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
I'm not hooking
Don't you
with
dare.
Anybody. Lauren, I knew you were behind this.
No,
I knew you
would
do something
like this.
Yes,
no,
I
you
did.
Didn't.
I'm messing
really?
With you, Lauren. I'm messing with you.
No,
of course,
you
I
are. No, you are
okay.
not, sir. No, you are. No idiot would pretend that she has a girlfriend as a prank.
I would do it if I knew my girlfriend would do something like this. I know there's no flower shops that are giving out free flowers. As soon as you said that,
here's the test. If you know what's going on, what's my name?
I don't care.
There it is.
You have absolutely no idea
what's going on, dog. No idea. Well, this has been great. Lauren, I think we probably have everything we need here.
All right, Lauren, we'll talk when I get home. Okay?
No, you dare. No, you better not. You better not.
I'm on my way right now.
No.
Roses is pre-taped and possibly edited for broadcast with permission granted from all participants.
Want more roses? Go to ymsradio.com.
If you're looking for a great first concert back, this one's going to be massive. Our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. You got Weezer. You got Lil Baby. You got Dua Lipa. You got Nelly. Coldplay, Billie Eilish, Four Georgia Line, and more. There's always massive, massive surprises. Eric saw Taylor Lautner once, took a photo, posted on Snapchat, captioned it Taylor. And
wait. He didn't just take a picture of Taylor Lautner. He snuck a picture of Taylor Lautner from across the bar
with the flash on when it was dark. So that was fantastic. If you want to get tickets to the show, you can still buy them. iHeartRadio.com/festival right now. Everything you need: celebs, music, TV, your entertainment. Port Rose, what you got for us?
Yeah, very excited about this one. It's been a little over 2 years since Jordan Peele's last film, Us, came out, but he just revealed that his next film is coming in July of 2022, July 22nd to be specific, and it's called Nope. He posted the first poster for it, and yeah, I feel like I'm going to be saying nope a lot when I watch that movie because it looks very ominous. So Hilary Duff accidentally dyed her hair green. Earlier this year, she's had some pretty fun colors. She's had electric blue. She's had a bright blue color. She finally returned back to blonde, and she seemed pretty set on returning back to blonde. But here's the thing. She took a shower and she thought she was using her blonde maintenance conditioner. Usually it's a purple shampoo and it takes out the brassiness. She put in a conditioner that was left over from her colorful hair days.
Oh,
so now her hair is green. And it's not a bright green or anything. It's just I think she left it in for 10 minutes because the longer you leave it, the more it takes out. Yeah. So it's a little green right now. Lollapalooza is happening this year. They're taking place on July 29th through August 1st in Chicago. If you can't make it, still going to be able to enjoy the music because this year will be live streamed on Hulu with subscribers being able to watch all 4 days of the festival from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Very excited about that. And a home owned by Beyonce and Jay-Z in New Orleans was damaged by fire. And we're getting a little more information. It's being classified as arson. Police claim that a suspicious person report was made at about the time the fire broke out, so they are investigating that. I'll keep you informed on that. If you're looking for something to watch, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics start tonight on NBC. It goes all weekend, so make sure you catch that. Obviously, Ted Lasso is out today.
Yeah.
Season 2 on Apple TV+. You get Star Wars The Bad Batch on Disney+. And the movies that made us trending on Netflix, I'm pumped. There's Back to the Future, Pretty Woman, Jurassic Park, and Forrest Gump. So all awesome movies.
Very dope. Thank you, Rose.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Everything you need to stream this weekend, go to ymsradio.com via podcast. There's a new Really Rally out.
Yeah, for the Fave Five, I'm talking about non-cheesy groomsmen's gifts.
Nice. Check it.
Go to ymsradio.com as we get ready to bring you biggest morons the last 24 hours on your morning show. First, we debuted this song a little bit earlier today. Camila Cabello's latest, Don't Go Yet, on your morning show. Huge thanks again, Moby Dick, coming in. I have eaten enough for the entire day.
Same.
The kebab, absolutely amazing. The tonic, absolutely amazing. Moby Dick House Kebab, always a welcome sight in the studios. We appreciate you. Morons on the way next. This is about to be banned in Europe. I think it's going to be banned here as well. Riley, your story involves what?
Showing up drunk to a party where there wasn't a party.
All right, Rose, yours involves what?
Drugs disguised as cake.
Morons next. Anything from show. This week, maybe anything from like War of the Roses or for John's Little Secret. You can binge everything, especially going on like a road trip, going to the beach this weekend. Just search your morning show on demand. That way you can get the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You can listen on Bluetooth, your smart speaker, your smartphone, smartwatch. Search your morning show on demand. Right now, biggest morons the last 24 hours. Riley, what you got for yours?
So this guy's being called the Pride of Amsterdam with sarcasm dripping from my lips. He's been arrested for aggravated driving while intoxicated because apparently he drove himself to a party, but the problem was there was no party. It was just a random house he'd gone to, but that didn't stop him from wanting to get his party on because apparently he got belligerent with the people who opened the door and were like, bruh, what are you doing at my house?
Mm-mm.
He was arrested.
Yeah, that would happen to you. Okay, Rose, what you got for yours?
So in Maine, drug agents seized cocaine that was disguised as a cake during a traffic stop. They actually got a tip that led them to stopping this vehicle. They seized 4 pounds of cocaine. 2 of the pounds were disguised as the cake, and they also wrapped the cocaine in cellophane with coffee grounds sprinkled on top. I guess it's supposed to, like, hide the scent from the drug canines. 2 people were arrested and charged with aggravated drug trafficking.
Mine from Europe, and to be honest, I do think this is going to be something that probably comes over here eventually, especially given things as last year. Europe has a huge heat wave right now. The owner of a mattress store in Ireland just announced he's no longer accepting sweaty boob cash. Which, by the way, if you have a mattress shop and you're paying for either that's the cheapest mattress ever, or you have a wad of cash.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine you can buy a mattress for less than, I don't know, $150, like legitimately. That's just for like a kid's mattress.
Yeah.
But he is saying because it's so hot, his employees shouldn't have to deal with it, which kind of fair, too. Like, when you think about it,
true.
I'm sure for our bartender friends as well, he's put up a sign that says, quote, no bra money. So far, reactions have been mixed. I would assume that it's going to come here eventually. That's morons on your morning show. Have a great weekend.
If I miss it on the show, I download the podcast.
Your morning show with John, Riley, and Rose.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.